Canton police say a threat that prompted a shelter-in-place at Malone University appears to have been a hoax. Shortly after 8:30 this morning, Malone issued an alert ordering a shelter-in-place, stressing it was not a drill and citing a credible threat. Campus returned to normal operations about 45 minutes later. Though police will continue patrolling as a precaution, students and staff are asked to report any suspicious activity to campus safety. A Maslin teen appeared in court today in connection with a deadly shooting in Canton that prosecutors say stemmed from an attempted child custody exchange. 19-year-old Devion Newman was arraigned in Canton Municipal Court for receiving stolen property and given a $50,000 bond. He is scheduled to return to court Wednesday. The shooting occurred Wednesday afternoon on Allen Page Drive Southeast and left 20-year-old Tashawn Smith of Maslin dead. 18-year-old Nico Marshall of Canton faces a murder charge and is held on a $2 million bond. 33-year-old Nathaniel Sanford of Delroy is charged with complicity. 20-year-old Kimani Jones of Maslin faces a tampering with evidence charge. Police say a stolen handgun was recovered. A Canal Fulton woman is charged with murder in the shooting death of a Weakley County Sheriff's deputy in Tennessee. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says Derek Bonham was shot early Friday while assisting Martin police on a shots fired call at a hotel on University Street. Investigators say the deputy was checking a nearby gas station for witnesses when he encountered 43-year-old Christy Dawn Cunningham. She allegedly pulled a gun and shot the deputy, who died later at a local hospital. Cunningham is being held without bond. A man is headed to prison for his role in a shooting in Canton. 19-year-old Matthew Kim of Plain Township pleaded guilty Friday to felonious assault, improperly discharging a firearm, and gun specifications. Stark County Common Police Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced him to 4 to 6 years in prison. Kim fired multiple shots during the September 20th incident on Maryland Avenue Southwest, striking several buildings, including an occupied home. Two co-defendants, 62-year-old Kevin Dixon of Maslin and 25-year-old Bonnie Jean Ford of Canton, pleaded guilty last month to related charges. Dixon was sentenced to 4 years. Ford received 7 to 9 years. St. Thomas Aquinas High School and Middle School held a virtual school day today. Officials cite an unexpected pipe burst caused by sustained frigid temperatures. Perry Township officials are asking voters to approve a new 5-year, $2.9 million road levy on the May 5th primary ballot. It would generate about $2.7 million a year and cost homeowners $102 per year for every $100,000 of property value. The Independent reports funding would help maintain and repave township roads, allowing up to 20 miles of paving annually. The township has struggled to secure road funding in recent years, with previous levies expiring or being rejected by voters. The current $2 million levy expires at the end of this year, generating just over $700,000. Per year. Two people survived a small plane crash Sunday afternoon in Portage County with non-life-threatening injuries. Brimfield Township Police and Fire, the Highway Patrol, Portage County Sheriff's Office, and Rootstown Fire responded to the scene near Ranfield and Sachs Roads. The occupants were evaluated on scene and transported to Akron General Medical Center and Akron Children's Hospitals. No property damages or injuries on the ground were reported. The Highway Patrol is leading the investigation. Authorities arrested a Michigan tour bus driver Saturday in an undercover sex and drug sting in Columbiana County. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force says 51-year-old Stanley Purvis of Goodrich allegedly arranged sex for money and methamphetamine and was found with suspected drugs and paraphernalia on his bus. The bus was transporting a university swim team who were left stranded but returned safely by another charter. Purvis pleaded not guilty today in municipal court to charges of possessing criminal tools, possession of drug abuse instruments, and drug paraphernalia. He was released on a recognizance bond. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for April 7th. The Columbiana County Park District is seeking a part-time administrative assistant with resumes and cover letters due by February 21st. The position will start at $12.15 an hour with 15 to 20 hours per week. Board members have been handling daily operations after recent staff resignations. The Morning Journal reports member Dave Hughes criticized leadership and said he would only support hiring if Chairman Joe Lawhorn resigned. The next board meeting is February 10th. Democrat Michael Kripchak has filed to challenge Republican Al Catrona for the Ohio Senate 33rd District seat, which includes Carroll, Columbiana, and Mahoning counties. Kripchak was a candidate for the 6th Congressional District seat in 2024. Catrona was appointed to his seat the same year. The filing deadline for the May 5th primary is Wednesday, with independent candidates having until May 4th to submit nominating petitions. A new 800-horsepower boiler is now running at the Sobe Thermal Plant, ending a week of heating problems for 28 downtown Youngstown buildings. The outage began Tuesday when a water line ruptured, leaving City Hall and other buildings with low steam pressure. Employees were forced to work from home as temperatures fell into the 30s and 40s indoors. The new boiler arrived Friday and was started Sunday night. Officials expect heat to return to normal levels in the affected buildings. The city of Youngstown has reached a settlement agreement with a former deputy law director who filed a federal sexual harassment and discrimination lawsuit. The agreement was reached during Thursday mediation between the city and Laura Morway, who was fired in September 2022 after less than 5 months on the job. Details of the settlement were not released. Court records show the city will provide a draft settlement by Friday. Any financial settlement would require approval from city council and the board of control. Morway filed the suit last year, seeking at least $75,000 in damages. The city had denied the allegations. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.